Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Burnout for the American worker is a serious problem.
Sure.
So much so that folks during the pandemic, during the Great Resignation, were willing to take less money for a better work-life balance.
Yeah.
But it turns out there's one group of people who don't see it that way.
Who's that?
Because if you ask your boss, not only is this not a problem, everything's fantastic.
Of course.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A new poll of management across America discovered that only 1 in 10 American bosses believe their employees are burnt out.
Of course, because he's a prick ass.
A prick ass?
All bosses be prick ass.
No, that's not true. There are good bosses.
Yeah, there's 1 out of 10 who ain't a prick ass.
It's one thing to be, as you called it, a prick ass. It's another to be completely oblivious to the struggles that your employees are going through. Like, think about that. Like, I mean, you could be a hard ass and realize there's an issue at work. 90% of American management doesn't believe that folks are burning themselves out at their job right now?
Because it's arrogance, right? They think, like, why would you want to? I'm a great boss. I've created this beautiful environment for you to prosper.
Well, I also think it doesn't help that I wonder how many bosses manage people in a place where they were once that employee. I don't know how common that is.
So you're saying they don't understand what that worker is going through because they've never had that job.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe they've had a job like that, but they didn't come up through that company or that business. So, you know, they think they understand the job, and maybe they don't really have a full grasp on it because they were just hired as a boss.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, if we only had the number that 1 in 10 American bosses don't believe their employees are burnout, or do believe, I'm sorry, 90% of American bosses don't believe their employees are burnout, that would be okay. What makes it worse, in the same poll, almost 90% of American management said that their employees are thriving. Not only are they not burnt out, they are thriving every day coming to work.
They love it.
Yes.
Can't wait to get in.
See, how do they know that?
They don't get into that, Kimmy. We just have the numbers in front of us. It doesn't make sense that there's so much disconnect here.
Yeah, but if you are an arrogant boss, and everybody below you is kissing your ass.
That might be the problem.
You may never know.
You're right.
Because everybody's just two thumbs up, man.
Well, and everybody wants to look good in front of the boss.
Right,
when
so
the
you're
boss
not getting
in the
good
room,
information. Like, you're getting jived.
Yeah, all right.
You're not looking as miserable.
So you're saying it's our fault for not being honest with the management that we have.
But
probably
you can't, because who's going to step up and do that move and get crushed?
Are there people that have done it? 252-WCMF?
Yeah, they're no longer here.
They died.
I think that there are some bosses that do a better job of keeping an open line of communication.
Okay.
Maybe like there are some bosses where people do feel like they can maybe be a little bit more honest with them. I don't know how. I feel like that's rare, though.
I mean, 1 in 10 rare? It's that rare? Like, look, I'm with you that the majority of bosses can be pricks, right? But I didn't think it was only 1 in 10 American managers understood what was actually going on with the people working under them. So they get into talking to the employees, you know, American employees.
Yeah.
The biggest reasons for burnout right now, and they give 3 main reasons. 1, the constant changes at your job.
All right.
2, too much busy work.
Right.
And 3, high turnover. And that last one, you would think, even if these people are kissing the boss's ass, would be a massive red flag to those managers.
Yeah.
Because if there's a high turnover rate, it kind of tells me people don't want to work here.
Yeah, they're walking.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you not look at that? Especially during, you know, right after COVID, when everyone was moving jobs around to go, wait, we got
to find better stuff to do.
Exactly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Austin. Hello, Austin.
Hello, Duffy. So when I worked at Amazon, I told my boss and the higher ups everything I felt about them.
In that voice?
What would that sound
hey,
like?
Hey, man, that? This place sucks, man. I'm tired of picking up your goddamn boxes. I got a bad back.
Tommy? Have you ever... Why do I call this show if Tommy's just going to
play a question? I don't know.
Shut up, Tommy. So I was the one that fixed all the delivery issues with the driver. So Tommy, you get your.
Whoa, Austin!
This is why you're in trouble.
You're cursed with that voice, Austin.
I'm mad at time with that voice. Anyway, I would tell Amazon how I felt, and they would not do anything about it. Like, I would be honest with them. I'd take the fall, and Amazon would not do crap about it.
Wait, global institution wouldn't take your suggestions?
Well, that's the problem, right? It depends
on the type. Bezos. I'm tired. Stupid rocket ship should be imagining me.
It depends on the type of business. You're right, Austin. I mean, Amazon just churns through employees, right. You know, wherever they
are. They're a massive business.
And they'll hire people. You know, they had that hiring event out in Gates where you didn't even need a resume. They would show up and just be like, you're hired, right?
That's part of the problem. Like, we hire anybody off the streets. People that can barely breathe, people Tommy's age, and they don't last more than a month.
But, I mean, you would think in a more intimate place to work, which is most people.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know
business,
your boss, that you would be able to have that conversation. But again, 1 in 10 tells us no. Where do you work now, Austin?
I deliver auto parts out of Webster.
Can you have this conversation with your boss if you felt this way? Do you feel like you could?
Yes.
Okay.
Hang on, Mr. Napa. Today. You don't know as much as you think you know, Mr. Napa. We did Napa know-how.
It's not Napa. I'm telling you, shut up. Or I shove a banana somewhere.
Austin, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Not Napa, man.
He dropped the F-bomb because you made fun of his voice.
The worst part is once the F-bomb comes, like, Tommy just turns up the dial.
100%.
I'm like, all right, now this conversation's going nowhere.
Do not give this man an inch, ladies and gentlemen. So we've told you that 1 in 10 American bosses... Yeah. Only 1 in 10 American bosses think their employees are burnout.
Mm.
We told you the number that it actually is way higher. We told you that 90% of American management believes their workers are not just not burnout, they think they're thriving.
Mm.
The funniest part of all of this, in the same study, 6 in 10 bosses say they themselves are burnout.
They're burnout.
Hand to God. It says here, over 50% of American management says despite the fact they think their employees are thriving, they are having a hard time.
Because they're just doing so much, sitting up in that office counting money all day.
Their non-working hands, no calluses, pretty fluffy fingers.
You're getting money all your life.
That's right. Well, I don't know, man. Like, I guess you can make the argument if you're in that position. I have all the responsibilities. Like your dad said when he owned that business.
Yes. Yes. He said the guy gets to go home. I had to worry day and night.
Yeah.
I own the place.
Well, he was having hula hoop contests and weighing secretaries.
Drunk.
For money.
Drunk. All of it drunk.
252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Ben's got the last word. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good, good to hear from you, buddy.
What's up?
So I feel like my boss that I have now, and I also deliver parts just like Austin does. And I mean,
big of the parts game. This show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, half the time, some of the customers that I deal with are worse than dealing with a boss or anything like that. But
because they don't understand you when you're delivering it stuff.
What does that sound like? I ordered a muffler. Is this
not a know-how. This just sucks. Have you?
Tommy, you couldn't tell what a muffler was, remember? Because you tried to correct Hope about her car the other week.
Ooh, checkmate, buddy.
And you don't even know what it is.
Checkmate. But you're
also, one other thing. Yeah. I was just saying, Austin, I know he's listening. I've dealt with their crap for like 5 years. Don't let it bother you. They're just idiots, especially Tommy.
There you go. There's Ben offering a ray of hope.
What would a conversation between Ben and Austin sound like?
Hey, Ben, can you help me?
No, how.
Not Napa! Ben, you were going to say something else before we let you go, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, I was good. I'm good.
All right, great, Ben. Great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There it goes.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.